And then the Burns Harbor is one of the thousand footers that's in the Poe Lock. And
Beverly McCready is a civil engineer at the Sioux Locks, so she gets a taste of everything, working on construction, maintenance, and electrical projects.
On any given day, I don't necessarily know, you know, what's going to come up, and then I could be working on anything from structural design work for lock gates. We have a hydropower plant here. Sometimes it's things to keep their building up and running. I've had been involved in some electrical upgrade projects, so just a huge variety of projects.
Here's a snapshot of her job. Beverly works pretty much banker's hours, Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. She's worked at the locks for the past 5 years. She's been an engineer for 30. Earlier this year, she was promoted to technical engineer. She says she's a top-tier employee, which puts her pay around $80,000 a year. Beverly works in the maintenance department, and her main job is to fix problems. She says around 90% of her time is dedicated to planning.
So those are what we call the miter gates, and those are the gates that we're having some issues with structurally. We've had some cracking and some problems.
During the navigational period, she investigates problems in the locks and evaluates what needs to be repaired. She prioritizes the work and develops the logistics for each repair. Beverly says the locks have a lot going on year-round, but she's busiest between January and March, during the non-navigational season. That's when the locks are drained, covered, and heated so maintenance crews can do repairs.
There's so much more to it than just boats going up and down and moving through.
She says her favorite thing is how so many moving parts work together to keep the locks moving.
There's so many unseen parts and people doing jobs that you don't think about until you actually work here and you realize what a involved operation it is to make everything work right.
Beverly says visitors most often see lock operators putting the lines on the boats and opening the gates, but there are so many other workers that are behind the scenes. She says the reason the locks are able to work is because of how all the parts work together.
We have a good machine shop with some really talented folks there, and they can keep things going. It's very amazing. A lot of people don't realize we have hydropower here, too. So we have two different hydropower plants, and we have a group that keep those up and running as well.
Currently, the Sioux Locks send around 86% of boats through the huge Poe Lock. For every 10 boats that come through the Sioux, 9 of them are carrying iron ore that is used in businesses across the United States. According to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, if the Poe Lock closes, it could impact 10 million jobs across the country and at least 2 million jobs internationally. Beverly says the Sioux may soon be starting a new big project. Right now, the federal government is deciding whether or not to appropriate money to build a new lock in Sault Ste. Marie, one as big as the Poe. The project is estimated to cost close to $1 billion and will take around a decade to complete.
And this is basically the location of the where the new lock will go. They're going to start pretty much where the far wall is there.
If the Sioux gets funding for a new lock, construction will pick up over the next decade, and Beverly will have a lot more to love about her job. For Take This Job and Love It, I'm Sarah Bikes, WCMU News.